Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
Saturday morning. It is 7 minutes after the hour. We are back. It is Garden America for the next 2 hours. Your questions, your comments. We've got a guest lined up. Got to be a lot of fun. We'll talk about our website, what's happening. Lots happening. 855-424-9825. That is our toll-free number to get through with questions and comments. Again, that's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com. And Tiger's not looking good this morning. Sharon is, though. Sharon is looking beautiful. Sharon, Sharon was in the neighborhood. This is great. She was driving by.
Yeah, and you guys were out there trolling for a substitute host.
And I said, look at that. What are the odds, John, that Sharon would be driving by? Sharon looked at her watch and she said, I can give you 2 hours.
Well, you had up that cardboard sign that said, need radio host.
Yeah.
Please help.
So it worked. So, Sharon, thank you for coming by and spending 2 hours with us.
So good to see you again, Sharon.
It's good to see you guys. It's just like getting back and riding on a bicycle.
Now,
right?
is that chair still molded to your behind?
I don't know. You want to come back and check?
Whoa!
I
wish I had a rim shot. She hasn't lost it at all. Look at John. Look at John's face. Look at that. Look how red he is. If I can do that to John.
You always forget that Sharon's the daughter of a preacher man. Her dad was a minister. What would he say, Brian?
I said behind.
Yeah.
It was very nice. I chose my words carefully.
You did.
So, you know, I wanted to let our listeners in Omaha, Richmond and Greenville, that are our newest stations to join our show, that Sharon was a regular guest up until about a regular host.
Yes.
for what, 12 years?
Yes.
A little longer
right.
than that, I think.
Yeah.
Just prior to...
Time flies.
Right. To Tiger coming aboard.
Right.
And she's now semi-retired, so she can do 100 different jobs.
So she knows what she's doing, people, for those that haven't heard Sharon before.
Yeah. So just wanted to let people know that... this is a rare occurrence, and we're privileged to have her back on the show.
It's like Haley's Comet, right?
I've got Haley's Comet, by the way, the plant.
Good, very good. See how she ties everything in? That's very good.
And that's a dragon fruit.
That's a dragon fruit, right.
It's supposed to be one of the best-tasting varieties of dragon fruit.
I don't think the right moths are pollinating my Haley's Comet, however, but I did get...
Well, it also fruits as often as Haley's Comet comes
by. Is that what it was?
Every 75 years,
you didn't
Sharon.
Explain that to me, John, when you told me I had to have this plant, but it did bear fruit 2 years ago, so that was a good thing, and it was very delicious. So
I got a funny story.
Right. Okay, tell me.
The people upstairs moved out. And they were renters, of course, but never did much of anything. You know, you could.
You're
tell,
talking about at your condo, right?
Condo, yes. Sorry,
yes,
thank you.
Not the radio show here.
So about a month ago, some new people moved in.
Yes.
And we met them. Very nice young couple. They have a 5-month-old. And so the other day, I noticed when I got home from work, they had a couple of hanging plants out there, and had dressed up their patio. And so when the wife came home one day, I said, "Hey, looks good." She says, "You know, we just met you, but I was with my husband at the store," and he said, "You know what? I'll bet they'll be proud of us when we come home."
That's a great story.
Because he was looking at all my, and he said, "I'm going to make them proud of us as new tenants moving in." And it looks good. They did a good job. So
great.
It all kind of flows together. So they're happy to be there, and I thought that was funny. Don't even know them, and we're proud of them for doing a great job fixing everything up, and everything's growing. That rain did. Spectacular on my plants. I would assume most everybody else, because it's green everywhere you look.
Do you know that this morning I had to get up early to scrape the ice off the windows of my car?
I was going to say, it was frost predicted for last night, even in the South Bay.
Well, that's why John moved here from Michigan, Sharon.
To escape that.
It was 46 degrees coming into work on the freeway.
Yes, it was.
So that's pretty cold for this area of town. And you being in Fallbrook, it was had to be, what, 30, 31?
It was, no, not that cold, but it was 39 when I woke.
Wow.
But obviously it must have gotten down a little cooler, maybe like 34.
To at least freeze.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you had a scraper.
Well, I didn't.
Tell me you used a scraper.
I don't have a scraper. I've got the wiper, the windshield wipers that you the handheld ones with the little rubber on the end of them.
Okay.
But I just got up early and turned my car on, turned the heat on, turned the defroster on.
I understand that's a ticketable offense in some portions of the United States.
What's that?
To turn your car on to heat it up.
Oh, because you're using energy?
Yes.
Because most cars now, I can turn my car on from the house and let it warm up before I get into the car. That's a feature on a lot of new cars.
Ah.
And you're saying that they don't like you doing that because it wastes energy?
Right.
Who cares what they say?
Yeah. It's for our comfort.
Speaking of comfort, if you get our newsletter, Sharon's recipe for Japanese soup, which she calls a comfort food on these cold days, wintry days.
Yes.
And it doesn't take long to make, does it?
No, it's really, really easy and quick and healthy for you, because basically it's a clear broth, and then you just add whatever kinds of fresh vegetables you might have.
Do I see spinach in there? Is that spinach?
Yeah. And add that in, and it just turns out great. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go visit my daughter for a couple of weeks.
In Paris. And I looked at the weather, and there'll be plenty of days to enjoy the soup.
Yes, I know.
I think it's a solid 2 weeks of rain.
Yes,
forecast.
Rain. Yeah. I've been looking, and the daily temperatures have been hovering between, 40s.
50s.
Yeah, rarely the 50s, but lots of rain, you're right. But she did ask me to bring some of the dashi no moto, the powdered makings to make the clear broth. So I'm going to do that for her.
What kind of broth is that? Is it like a vegetable broth?
It's a combination of vegetable and fish, dried fish.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's just a real, but it's not a fishy smelling broth. So it's just a real light broth, because you don't add creams or anything like that to it.
Well, right now it's 54 degrees in Paris. The low will be 35. So there's your little update on the Paris forecast.
Well, 54, they must be having a heat wave.
Yeah. But 35 tonight, so there you go.
And we were there in May of last year, and I can tell you it'll be the same temperature then. It's just, Paris is, in the springtime, is just cold.
The coldest spring weather ever.
Right.
Yes. But still lots of beauty to be found, no matter what time of year you go.
I have to admit that The rose gardens there were spectacular.
Yeah, yeah. And you'll always remember the hot chocolate there, right, at the garden.
You know, our good friends, Susan Morris and Lori Graham.
Yes.
And Patty Arena. Sent, Susan told me the story, but when they moved into their house, they found in the garage a hard hat, which they had just kept ever since they've lived there.
No, she didn't.
So what she did was they got together and they glued flowers all over this hard hat. Little landscape scene, and there's some bees and a watering can.
Oh, what a great gift.
And sent it over here for me to use apparently when I'm gardening so I don't crack my head again. But, oh, great.
See,
now, there was a point to this story.
Well, you're not healed yet.
We were talking about hot chocolate and France and the
And the hard hat and the helmet and all that.
You know what I think what the point was? I'll make sure that you know.
So you're not all better, are you, yet? So bear with us. John is still healing.
Yes.
Why don't we take this time for you to read the quote of the week, John, kind of steer your mind elsewhere.
Yeah, and the quote, it's another quote from Mirabelle Osler, who, Sharon, I don't know if you realize this, but she died last October.
No.
At the ripe old age of 91.
Wow.
She's an English author and garden designer. And I thought this thought was perfect for this time of year. She said, "Green thoughts emerge from some deep source of stillness, which the very fact of winter has released."
You memorized that because you're looking at me the whole time. That was very good.
Well, it just drew it right out of me, just looking into your eyes.
Okay, we've got to take up. Nothing's changed, Sharon.
Nothing has changed at all. It's great to be back, guys.
Thank you so much. All right, Sharon Asakaba with us. John Begnasco, I'm Brian Main. Hey, lines are open. Love to hear from you. 855-424-9825. Any question or comment, or John at GardenAmerica.com. We're going to take a break, come back with our guest. Do stay with us. And again, that's 855-424-9825. John, Brian, Sharon taking a break, coming right back. Stay with us here.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs.
Let's be the breakthrough.
Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Do you love your home? Then come to the Spring Home Garden Show. Hundreds of exhibits, 14 real gardens, real garden experts, free seminars, plants grower direct, plus hundreds of home improvement exhibitors offering special show savings this weekend at the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill retail pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
All right, we are back. It is 22 minutes after the hour. Thank you for being right there, spending part of your weekend with us as we broadcast live from the beautiful Palacio Studios, iHeartMedia and Entertainment here in San Diego. 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com here. Biz Talk Radio. Now, our guest is ready, but first of all, want to go quickly to San Luis Obispo. Marilyn has something that she wants to say. Obviously, Sharon is back today. Marilyn, thank you so much. What is it you'd like to ask or tell us?
I would like to thank her for a trick that she taught me years ago.
You're talking about Sharon, right?
Yep.
A gardening trick, I hope.
Is it a magic trick? Or what, what is this? Taking a rabbit out of
pick
your hat?
Pick a card, any card.
It was a gardening trick. You told me that I could break off like 3 pieces of geranium and dip them in a little rutin. And in the winter, just put them in the ground and they grow. And you told me several pieces in case one didn't survive. And it's been marvelous. I've used it regularly through the years.
Well, you know, dipping cuttings in a rooting hormone is always helpful and really ensures the likelihood that that plant will be able to take off and propagate. So I'm glad you do that, Marilyn, and so good to hear your voice.
Well, it's nice to hear yours. I hope I can hear it more.
Well, whenever they need a substitute, I told them I'm available.
Well, I hope that's not too often for them, but for me.
Oh, boy, this is quite a show today. Having fun.
Thanks so much, Marilyn.
Okay, Marilyn, you got it. We do appreciate that. 24 minutes after the hour. Our guest is ready to go, has been since the top of the hour, John. Very patient. So
and our guest is Trish Watlington, who's the co-owner of the Red Door Restaurant and Wine Bar in Mission Hills in San Diego. And Sharon, one of the unique things about Trish And what she does is not just running a restaurant, but she has her own organic garden, and she buys fresh produce from local farmers. So we can talk to Trish a little bit about that.
And also, I understand she's a volunteer for one of my favorite community gardens, Olivewood Gardens, and that was begun by the Walton family.
Yeah, you had some interaction with them a few years ago, as I recall.
Well, not with the Walton family, but with Olivewood.
Right.
Olivewood Gardens,
right.
Yes. And that used to be the home of one of the Walton sons. And
right.
So we'll talk a little bit more to Trish.
I never went there because every time I did, they'd always call me John Boy.
I was waiting for some kind of Walton reference. Why don't we welcome Trish to the show,
yes,
shall
welcome
we?
Trish to our program.
Good morning. How are you all?
Excellent.
We are doing great, and I know that you are an advocate of organic gardening, but you've been farming since you were raised in rural Maryland, since you were 12 years old?
Well, I have been helping out on farms since I was 12 years old. I grew up in rural Maryland, and my best friend's family had a 500-acre farm. So,
oh, my goodness.
Baled a lot of hay, chased a lot of pigs.
It was a lot of pigs.
Childhood.
It sounds like heaven. So
we don't speak to many pig chasers, do we?
No, we don't. I think Trish is our very first one. So we're so glad that you're on our show, Trish.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about why you decided to start your own organic garden. When you opened up your restaurant, the Red Door Restaurant?
Well, a number of reasons. We didn't actually have the garden when we first opened the restaurant.
I see.
We originally opened as just a traditional commodity comfort food restaurant. And after a while, we just made the decision as a family that we wanted to do things the way we had always done them. I had been growing organic vegetables back in the 80s when it wasn't so cool.
No.
We wanted to get back to that. We wanted to offer our guests something that we felt like we would want to eat ourselves.
And is the farm that you have, is it close by to your restaurant or is it someplace else?
Well, the garden or the little micro farm is actually in my backyard. I live on Mount Helix.
Ah, okay.
And the restaurant is in Mission Hills. So we're about 20
right.
minutes apart.
Okay, and how big of a plot of land do you have?
It's a little under a half an acre for the garden itself. And
uh-huh.
we produce between 6,000 and 7,000 pounds of vegetables a year out of that little plot.
Oh, my goodness. And I'm presuming that you switch over on a seasonal basis, cool season versus warm season, harvestable
Absolutely.
Edibles. Okay,
yeah.
And so... what are some of your favorite vegetables that you like to grow on your plot of land?
I am a giant fan of broccoli, and that's something that's growing right now, and snap peas are my two favorite things in the world, possibly.
Do they ever make it to your restaurant? Because if it were me, I'd be harvesting and eating a lot of those right then and there.
Only because I can't consume 15 pounds of snap peas a week. Otherwise, no, you're right. They would never get to the restaurant.
And
beautiful snap peas right now. The cold weather's been great for that and for the broccoli. And the broccoli's lovely because it produces a head, and then it produces side shoots for months and months. So
you're right.
Maximize what we can grow in a small space.
Uh-huh. And why is it that you decided you were going to, I mean, John and Brian and I know why we like to be organic gardeners, but what was the impetus for you?
Better for the environment and better for our guests' health. I just don't think pesticides are good for anyone. And we feel really strongly that regenerative agriculture is a way to move towards improving our impact on climate change. And so if we have better soil, we can sequester more carbon, we can have healthier plants, we can have healthier people.
I usually find that anything that ends in side is probably something to be leery of.
Side, yes,
right.
Yes. C-I-D-E.
Right, right.
Correct.
So can you, we're going to have to take a quick break, but when we come back, I'm going to ask you for a couple of organic gardening tips.
Yes, we are talking organic gardening. Thank you, Trish. We'll come right back. If you have any questions for one of us or Trish, lines are open and the email is open. Simply call toll-free 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Or John at GardenAmerica.com here on BizTalk Radio Saturday with your friends on...
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
The Spring Home Garden Show, with hundreds of top-quality home improvement exhibitors offering special show discounts. Buy plants direct from local growers. See 14 gardens. Enjoy fascinating, informative, free seminars all day long where you really do meet the experts this weekend at the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a natural, slow, and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years, Milorganite. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Do you love your home? Then come to the Spring Home Garden Show. Hundreds of exhibits, 14 real gardens, real garden experts, free seminars, plants grower direct, plus hundreds of home improvement exhibitors offering special show savings this weekend at the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Welcome back. It is Garden America Saturday. Thank you so much for spending part of your weekend with us. Sharon Asakawa in for Tiger Palafox today. Good to have Sharon back 36 minutes after the hour. Lines are open at 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com as we continue our conversation with Trish. Had to go to a break, Sharon, but we are back.
We are indeed. And Trish Watlington is the co-owner of the Red Door Restaurant and Wine Bar in Mission Hill, San Diego. But she also grows her own organic produce for the restaurant, as well as supports local farmers to put money back into the community. And you are going to give us a couple of tips because you are a strong proponent of organic gardening, as John Bryan and I are, about how to keep your organic garden flourishing.
Well, soil health is the most important thing as far as we are concerned. And so we make our own compost, and we use a lot of compost. And honestly, what I always say is, if there's something wrong with your garden, just add compost. No matter what it is, if you have a healthy plant,
yes,
we'll need a whole lot less pesticides. But for us, it's also a matter of learning how to grow a lot of things in a small space. And I think that's a problem that a lot of gardeners have, because most people don't have acres of land.
No.
So we like to focus on growing things that we can grow for a long period of time and will produce a lot for us, or that will grow compactly in a small space.
Go ahead.
We love things like Mokum carrots. Mokum is a beautiful orange carrot that grows about the size of a pencil, straight down, and you can plant them right next to each other and grow tons in a teeny tiny little space.
Oh, and I bet because they are small and narrow like that, do you think that the taste is sweeter than a standard size carrot?
Absolutely. Actually, Mokum has the highest Brix value, which is a measure of sugar of any carrot that you can grow.
Aha. And how would you spell Mokum?
M-O-K-U-M.
Oh, thank
exactly.
you, John. M-O-K-U-M.
Yeah, rhymes with hokum, Sharon.
Yeah, but obviously not hokum. So,
No.
Before we let you go, Trish, I just wanted to touch briefly on Olivewood Gardens. And it is one of my favorite gardens. And this was begun by the Walton family because one of the sons bought this property and actually lived there with his wife and child. And when the child became very, very sick, this is when Mrs. Walton decided she was going to start her own organic garden there. And because of that and other homeopathic kind of solutions, as well as traditional medical help, her son has now grown from, at the time, I believe he was a toddler, to a 30-some-year-old young man who has had a normal, healthy life, thank goodness. But then when they moved, she turned this over to the city of National City, I believe, and that's how Olivewood Gardens began. But I understand you also put in quite a bit of time about teaching the local neighborhood about backyard gardening. And are you also part of the preparing some of the meals and sharing some of those recipes with the community?
Well, that's how I started at Olivewood. I started as a volunteer in the kitchen with the kids. And
oh,
now I'm
with
the
kids.
Board.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't do as much teaching as I used to. I do more out in the community. But, yes, Christy Walton donated Olivewood Gardens to the International Community Foundation. And now they have wonderful teaching programs for both children and for adults, for families. And so they are spreading the word of healthy eating and good nutrition and gardening all over National City. It is really a grassroots program that's changing families from the ground up.
It truly is, and I know that when Mrs. Walton started to learn about her neighborhood, she discovered that there was a high incidence of diabetes and heart disease. A lot of the people just didn't know how to, like you were talking about earlier, how to start your own garden or to grow some, just one or two edible plants, and what a difference that can make. And I do think that Olivewood Gardens is now such a jewel in that belief about becoming part of a community where you're at, and also to service the community in a healthy way through education and hands-on experience. So congratulations to you and the others who have spent so much time at an organization like Olivewood Gardens, Trish. And I must admit that your restaurant is at the top of my list. When I get back from Paris, I'm going to come visit your restaurant, and it just sounds wonderful. And I hope you still have some peas left for me to eat there, too.
And those carrots.
And those carrots.
Those carrots. Yes. Those carrots.
You know, I want to let our listeners quickly know, if you want more information about Trish's restaurant or her farm, you can go to theRedDoorSD.com. And also there's a link in our newsletter.
Well, Trish, thank you so much for taking time out of your Saturday morning. Anything else you want to add?
No, thank you so much. I really enjoyed talking to you, and I hope that lots of people will be out playing in the dirt this weekend and planting some vegetables.
There you go.
Good advice.
Thank you so much,
Trish.
Bye-bye.
All right, just add compost and call me in the morning.
Yes. Yeah. Well, there's that saying, compost happens, right?
It sure does. So now when I go to, we'll use Trader Joe's as an example. They have two racks of bananas, regular bananas, organic bananas.
Okay, which ones do you choose?
You know, the organic, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Well, for obvious reasons, but I like the smaller bananas. Generally speaking, they're smaller. But now what is the difference? You know, organic.
See, to me, it doesn't make any difference on a banana.
Well, this is my point.
Yeah, because of the peel.
Because you just peel it off.
You're peeling it, so it's nothing's getting into the banana itself. But, you know, the word organic, I think, has been watered down quite a bit. People like to use it. True organic is what, if you had to sum it up?
It has to be certified, number one.
And that means what? Aside from what? No pesticides?
Right. Well, no.
Well, you can use pesticides, but not chemicals.
That's right. Nothing with the CIDE.
Right.
I was going to say something else that is not always pleasant. It's anything that ends in Rhea.
Oh, okay.
Go down your list. But
all right.
But yeah, that my point is on the bananas that, well, yeah, you're peeling them, so nothing is getting on them anyway. And they always want to charge you a little more for something called organic.
Well, you remember, Sharon, you put out a list a few years ago about the vegetables in the store where you should choose organic. Because those are the ones that are going to be
possibly sprayed.
Right. Have the most amount of chemicals if they're not. As I recall, celery was one of those items.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
But there's other things where it really doesn't make much difference. And again, even if they have been grown with chemicals, you know, there's certain regulations that make them safe for consumption. But like Trish was saying, if they're grown organically, often the flavor's affected and they taste much better if they're grown with natural sources of fertilizer rather than with chemical fertilizer.
So why would you have nothing other than organic?
Well, that's what many of the small farmers are saying now, too. And all would agree with Trish about it. All begins with the health of your soil. If you start adding chemicals to that soil, you're killing all the beneficial microorganisms in the soil.
So the good bacteria goes bye-bye.
Yes, yeah. Right.
I remember the first time I really thought about growing organically and the benefits and why you should do it was discussing with your husband, Bruce, because he had read a book called The One Straw Revolution. And in that book, the author talked about growing organically in Japan, but he was able to grow rice without water and double his production over all the rice fields in the adjacent area.
Wow. And the book was called
The One Straw Revolution.
The One Straw Revolution.
Right.
Music means it is break time. We have one more segment and no guest lined up, so you are the guest right now. Open phones. If you've had problems in the past getting through, now is your chance. We do invite you to call us. Lines are wide open. Jeremiah, our director and studio coordinator, will get you on. And again, that's 855 424-9825 as we take a break. Garden America.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975. To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
This is Minnie Driver. Ovarian cancer affects women of all ages, even in their 20s. Family history of cancer and presence of certain gene mutations are risk factors. Talk to your family and your doctor. Know your status. To learn more, go to su2c.org/ovarian.
The Spring Home Garden Show, with hundreds of top quality home improvement exhibitors offering special show discounts. Buy plants direct from local growers. See 14 gardens. Enjoy fascinating, informative, free seminars all day long where you really do meet the experts. This weekend at the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or Fertilome.com.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Saturday morning. Thank you so much for being right there. We are back. It is Garden America. Sharon Asakawa in for Tiger, who is in Costa Rica for a few days. John Begnasco. I'm Brian Main.
He's on assignment.
He is on assignment. We have to mention that. He's on assignment.
Surfing assignment?
Couples assignment.
Tanning. We asked him to get a nice tan before he came back.
He already has a beautiful tan.
855-424-9825. john@gardenamerica.com if you have any emails or email questions or comments that you want to send us, and we will get you on the air because the lines are open right now. I'm sure Sharon would like to hear from you. We all would. And I think, John, you mentioned you had an email. Is that something we can share?
I have a couple emails. Also wanted to quickly mention that Tigers and Cook.
I was going to say that before the break when you were talking about the book and Siri heard us.
Yes.
Oh, no, I wasn't going to talk about that at all, but now that you brought it up, I should explain it.
Because I heard something.
In case the listeners heard a little voice in the background as John was talking.
Yeah, I was talking about The One Straw Revolution, which was a book by Masanobu Fukuoka. And I heard something go off, and it was on Sharon's phone. And Sharon, when we went into the break, showed it to me. And Siri, just on her own, said, here's what I found about Japanese gardening, organic gardening.
Right.
So I thought that was interesting. Be careful. You never know who's listening.
That's right.
But back to your point.
She does eavesdrop a lot. Oh, I quickly wanted to mention that Tiger's in Costa Rica now, but we, next November, are planning a tour of the Galapagos Islands, which Sharon has already been to and can attest to what an adventure it's going to be.
I think I've mentioned before, but it is one of the few places that Bruce and I have been. I mean, Bruce and I enjoyed all the garden tours, but of all the garden tours.
And you traveled the world.
And yes, of all the garden tours, the Galapagos is probably the number one place Bruce and I would have both gone back to in a heartbeat, because it is like being part of a National Geographic special. You just see so much of that belongs to the natural wonders of the world.
And a lot of indigenous species, right, that you don't find any place
that
else.
That survived despite the hardships of the Galapagos and flourished and adapted as a result of those hardships. But then man is not considered an enemy on the Galapagos
Islands. They have no fear.
They have no fear, so you're allowed. I mean, they just stay right there in the middle of the walkways where you are told to walk, and you're the one that is supposed to move, not them, because they'll just stay right
so
there.
So we're talking about what penguins, I would imagine, to some degree. Are we a little too far north, or
we're talking blue-footed booby birds? We're talking about
we have those here, but go ahead.
The Galapagos are not north; they're at the equator.
No, but what I meant was, is it too far north for penguins?
Some tropical penguins that you see occasionally.
Yeah. Right. But there's just so much diverse flora and fauna that you won't find, like you say, Brian, anywhere else.
And how big? Now, there's islands, obviously.
Well, there's just a series of islands. So they're not large islands, but there are so many islands. You're not allowed to visit all of the islands. Mm-hmm. There's just certain key ones that you are allowed to visit. So, but then on those islands, it's like there's one island that's known for their flamingos. And I'm talking hundreds of thousands of flamingos.
Wow.
It's just and frigate birds. And it's just a wonderful.
And again, no fear of humans.
No fear of humans. And to think that you're walking in the footsteps of Charles Darwin. That's really.
Chuck, we call him.
I call him Charlie.
You told
Charlie Darwin.
It's pretty amazing. But now you have doubled the experience because of the World Orchid Conference that's being held in Quito in Ecuador.
It's in Guayaquil.
In Guayaquil.
Yeah, we're also going to Quito in Ecuador.
Okay, so Guayaquil, that's the major port.
Right, to the Galapagos.
And, yeah, before you head off to the Galapagos. Yeah. So
I mean, what a great trip. I mean, seriously, you should consider this.
Well, the World Orchid Conference is only held once every three years, and it's always in a different part of the world. I know that at one point—
Thailand at one point.
Bruce and Sharon
ago.
And I were going to try to set up a tour when it was in Singapore.
Yes.
Singapore, that's right.
I forget what came up. I think there was there political unrest then, or—
I don't recall, but it just would just not work. Maybe we just didn't have enough lead time to plan it.
That could have been.
But you obviously have put together a wonderful tour here between the World Orchid Conference and the Galapagos tour. And then there's also an optional side trip, correct?
A post tour to a lodge on the Amazon River in the middle of the rainforest. And on that post-tour, there's only 7 rooms left.
So
if you feel adventurous and have always wanted to be in the Amazon, here's your chance.
Yeah, it's definitely a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And I would look into that. If you want more information, just go to GardenAmerica.com. And right there on the homepage, it says Galapagos Islands and the World Orchid Conference. And if you click on that, and you'll come to a page with a little more description. But right under the picture of the iguana, it says click here and you can get a day-by-day itinerary and all the costs. So we'd love to have you come with us.
It's in November, so still plenty of time to plan, right, John?
Yeah, and in most even California, it starts to get cool in November. So what better than to go to a tropical island?
How far would you say, just roughly, from the actual mainland where the Orchid Festival is to the Galapagos Islands?
Oh, you go by plane, so it's not far at all. It's like, I want to say 45 minutes, 30 minutes, something like that, to get to your
destination, your Galapagos destination.
Right.
And you were there many years ago, but it just sounds like a place that you've never laid eyes on, ever, if you haven't been there.
That's true. That's very true. I think also what's wonderful about doing that tour is that you can you can experience the Galapagos not only on land, but in the water as well, mm-hmm. because you can go snorkeling and see all the wonderful sea life as well.
Okay, it is break time. That means news coming up, top of the hour. For those markets that don't get our show, second hour, you can always log on to GardenAmerica.com, click Listen Live. You can also go directly to BizTalk Radio. Be sure to download the app. And then you can take us with you wherever you go.
And we're going to be talking vegetable gardening when we come back.
Absolutely. And again, love to hear from you. 855-424-9825. Give us a ring.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.